It's the news itself. Thanks to Blaine.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's Michael Feldman.
All right. I just wanted to say hello to you guys because you're not our usual demographic. And are you here against your will?
No.
Are you being held here?
No.
You would not rather be anywhere else in the world at the present time?
I don't know.
What usually would you be doing at this time on a Saturday morning?
Sleeping.
Until noonish?
I don't know, 10 maybe?
Yeah, okay. Well, are you looking at her? I'm sorry, am I probing too much here? Can I ask your name, just so?
Katie.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Just kind of curious. Are you forced to be here as well?
No. I'm Gracie.
You're Gracie.
Do you know Katie?
Not really. She's my sister.
Okay. Do you have a kind of modern family kind of relationship, or how does it work?
No, it's pretty good. Yeah. I guess.
Get along and everything?
Yeah.
Two daughters, not girls anymore, they're like women. They're old women now, practically. They're in their 20s, you know. But they haven't gotten along. So I always say, you know, eventually you're going to cherish your sister. And they say, get away from me. I don't even want to talk about it. Because, you know, there's just a lot of conflict and stuff. But you guys do pretty good.
Yeah, I would say so, I guess. Yeah.
Okay, good. Let's leave it at that then. I don't want to really cause dissension. That's excellent. I'm glad to hear it. Okay, I just want to say hello because we like to encourage this demographic, but now, of course, you'll never come back. And, you know, speaking of photographers, Matthew Brady is here. How about that? What are the odds of Matthew Brady being in the audience? We're talking about great photographers. Is that you, Matthew Brady? Come on down here, Matthew Brady. Holy cow. Do you have your camera with you?
No.
Do you take pictures at all? You know, Matthew Brady was a great photographer. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Because you hear it all the time, right?
Yes.
Did that make you want to take pictures?
No. Not really. My brother's into it.
Oh, your brother is. But he's not Matthew Brady.
No.
What's his name?
William Brady.
See, it doesn't work for me. What do you like to do? What's your thing?
I play guitar.
Oh, you do? Did you bring it with you?
No.
Oh, that's too bad. We could have got you on the talent show thing, segment. What kind of, is it an acoustic guitar?
Not like a bass or anything. It's just a normal guitar.
Normal guitar?
Yeah.
What songs, can you play like whole songs and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah? What's your best song so far?
I don't know.
What do you like to play? You know Side by Side March?
No.
Okay, that was the first one I learned on guitar. And I didn't learn anything after that. And are you going to school right now?
Yeah.
Or are you working? What do you like in school? What's your favorite subject?
Math.
Oh, you're good in math. That's excellent. Yeah. And what are you studying in math right now?
Mostly times.
Oh, so the multiplication and all that stuff?
Yeah.
And where are you doing all this? What's your school?
Urban Prairie.
Urban Prairie.
In Chicago.
In Chicago. Sounds great. Matthew, nice to have you here.
Thank you.
Great to have Matthew Brady, ladies and gentlemen. The pride of Urban Prairie in Chicago. Resisting the temptation to take pictures just because your name is Matthew Brady. Oh, yeah, I did have a question here. What is 3,000 times 5,000? 15,000. No. Oh, no, it'd be a big number then because you have to get more zeros then. Okay, Mike from Minnesota, philosopher with an F, asks, why is Minnesotan so much smarter than Badgers is? Okay, so this is a guy you want to meet, right? Even just forget the insult. You want to meet Mike from Minnesota. Where's Mike? From Minnesota, always sitting way in back there, hey? He thinks he's smarter than us. So he sits way in back there, and they got to walk to get to him. Practically in Minnesota, way back there. Hey, man, you know. So there, hey.
Hey, Michael, how are you?
Pretty good. Are you a philosopher by birth or by occupation?
No, I just like to misspell words.
What do you do when you're not writing cute little cards?
Actually, I'm retired. I worked on a psych ward for nearly 3 decades.
Really?
And I remember you.
Oh, come on. There you go again.
I couldn't wait to say that.
Yeah. But I could check myself out at any time. That's the thing of it.
You had a difficult doctor. He wouldn't let you do that.
Yeah. Professionally, so are you retired now?
I am retired. I'm working for home care. I'm showering old guys and getting them out of bed and things like that.
Really?
You know, yeah.
Just random old guys or?
Anybody who's willing.
Anybody here need a shower? Mike is your guy here. Do you believe in this whole Minnesota, Wisconsin thing? You know, that thing?
Well, I'm not really smart enough to know about that. Oh. Ironically.
It is ironic. All right, well, nice to meet you, Mike.
Thank you very much.
I thought you were going to launch some diatribes for us, but I'm glad you don't.
Thank you. It's a pleasure being here.
Yeah. Thank you. Nice to have you. And honestly, you can hardly tell the difference. You can hardly tell the difference between a Minnesotan and a badger, unless you look real hard. You know, maybe in a picture, if you had a picture of the giant camera and looked into their eyes, you could see some difference, but I doubt it. Pretty close. All right, so Sarah Ostman in Middleton. Why do Wisconsinites like to drink so much beer? All these stereotypes. That is so not true. We don't like it.
We love it.
All right, we love it. Maybe we love it. I don't think we even think about it. You know? I mean, you don't have to like beer to drink it or even love it. You know, that's what you do. You drink. Where is Sarah? You're from Middleton. You should understand this. Oh, your daughter. Is she? Where'd she go? She left.
Sarah's my daughter. She decided to go to the farmer's market.
All right, so it's a family thing. It's a genetic thing we're dealing with here. No point going any further. Natalie B., Chicago, should I move closer to the ocean? Yes. Okay. Chicago's pretty far from the ocean, frankly. Okay, Orfordville. Now, is it the Blikers? Bliker family from Orfordville? Are you the Blikers? Am I saying that right? Blycher. What? Blycher. Blycher? Blycher? What is that, French or something?
German.
Sounds French to me. But I'm a philosopher, you know, so I don't really get into the details of things. Okay, let's see the Blycher family of Orfordville. I can't say anything about you, right? The name of your town. And this has something to do with the Zumba thing. Who wrote that card about the Zumba? Okay. Come down here, because otherwise I have to step on your mom, your dad, and your sister. How are you?
Good.
And which one are you?
Erin.
How are you?
Good.
You involved in this Zumba? What is it all about?
It's this dance class thing my mom teaches.
Okay.
And
I know the Zumba part, but I mean, was there a world record established in Orfordville?
Well, it wasn't in Orfordville, it was in Green Bay, and it was the United States record.
We hold it right here in Wisconsin, in Green Bay, the world record.
The North American record.
North American record? You mean somewhere else, like in Asia, someone did more?
Actually, in a city in India.
How many did you get in Green Bay?
I think it was close to 4,000 people.
4,000?
Yep, 4,000 people in one class in the parking lot at Lambeau Field.
Oh, that's pretty cool. In the parking lot. Huh? They wouldn't let you inside, I suppose.
No.
And were they all in sync? I don't think so if they're from Wisconsin.
Oh, they did pretty well. They did pretty well.
Yeah. And you teach it?
Yes.
And your name is?
Sarah.
Sarah, what? For those of us who don't Zumba, could you maybe just show me a basic Zumba move? Because I know it's a big thing, and I actually, would you mind? I know we're on radio, so no one will see this. Just for a sec, come on. Don't be shy. You've done it in front of 4,000 people in a parking lot. You can't do it in front of a few people here. What? I mean, I've heard about Zumba so much, but I don't know the basic. How do I Zumba? If I'm
lots of things. My current favorite is just a salsa. So.
Salsa?
Salsa dance.
So there isn't one Zumba move in particular?
No. In fact, we're required to have a mixture of different things from all around the world, of different cultures and different dances.
Oh, so it's mixed Zumba.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Can you show me? See if I can do it. All right. Is that part of it?
No.
Salsa is with the elbows and
how do you get your hips?
My hips. All right. Elbows and the hips. And you go back and forth like a Zumba. Thanks, Sarah. I can Zumba. It's a life changer. It's a life changer. Have you ever Zumba'd?
A few times.
Did you give it up or you still do it?
I don't have the stamina.
Okay. That didn't hurt me at all, hardly. I'll feel it tomorrow, I guess. You know. Oh, yeah, Zumba did the show. That's what they are. Can't remember half the time why I'm hurting, you know, but it's at that point in life where it doesn't matter. Do you have a good hangover remedy? What's with this audience? Mark from Madison. Yeah, hair of the dog. Literally, though, you take the hair from your dog. And you swallow as much as you can. I like to eat it right off the dog. It's a puggle. It's kind of cute. It's like a grooming thing. She thinks I'm grooming her, but I'm not. I'm really just trying to cure my hangover. Anna Gibson from Oregon, Wisconsin. I'm a middle schooler. Why did you decide to have this career? I have asked myself this so many times. Anna Gibson. Where is Anna Gibson? Hi, Anna Gibson. Are you thinking about something along these lines?
No.
No, okay, good, don't. But does it seem like an odd career to you to do something like this?
Yeah,
it's fun. It is fun. It's fun because you don't have to know anything or have any background or any skills, really, to do it. And how many jobs can you say that about? You know, I thought of being like a nuclear engineer. But, you know, if you look at the requirements, it's all different. So this is pretty good. Are you interested in radio or TV or broadcasting or anything like that?
No?
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, you'll find your thing. Just anything you can do the least work and make the most money at. It's a Feldman philosophy. You know, you can make more money, if you work, but can't. You know, the workload is perfect for me. All right, let's see. Did you and Al get into an argument at the bar last night, and that's why he's not here? No. That's the Al Madrigal. Don't bring it up. Don't keep bringing it up. Do you want to know what a couple of gals from Missouri did last night?
Yeah. Well,
he does. Who said that? Where's Rhonda? Are these the gals? Okay. Let me see if I can get in there. And find out, is this worth knowing, or is not nothing that's going to incriminate anyone, is it? Hiya, how you doing? Yeah, come on down here. I'll meet you both. Two gals from Missouri, and what are we celebrating, Rhonda?
My 55th birthday.
55th.
Today.
Double nickel. The double nickel. And who's it?
I'm Diana. Rhonda's my cousin.
Diana and Rhonda, and your cousins, and you're both from Missouri, and you're 55, and how's it going so far?
Good. Yeah. Last night we went to Toby's, and we'd never Toby's Supper Club, and we didn't. When we walked in, we had no idea what we were doing. People standing everywhere, nobody sitting. So, a real nice guy named Steve and Melody showed us how to do the whole experience and told us about Wisconsin and fish on Fridays, prime rib on Saturdays, buffet on Sundays. Old-fashioned, spotted cow. And so we got the whole experience there. Then we're a couple of blues lovers. So we're from Kansas City where we have knuckleheads. So we looked up and found knuckle downs. And so we went there and we met all kinds of nice people, beautiful people.
And did you use some of that information that you gathered earlier on them? And
then who was the lady?
Anna Paola is a Brazilian singer. Oh, yeah. And she's married to Tommy. And Tommy says to tell you hello.
And he had Kansas City roots, and so the lead singer of the band was a neurosurgeon. And we just, and she was talking to somebody and said, do you come here often? He said, no, this is my first time. And she goes, well, what do you do? And he was a physicist. Yeah. So he was, we were just sitting around
what a
with
night.
All these kinds. Yeah. Good music, good dancing. We had a lot of fun.
Could that have been more perfect? I don't think so.
So we just, everywhere we've been, everybody's just been so nice and told us how to do the Wisconsin thing. So we've had a great time.
Now, that Wisconsin thing you mentioned, like there was a whole, was there a Holy Spirit or something involved there? Well, I might have missed that in my upbringing.
Oh, yeah. It was good. It was good.
I think there is more old-fashioned drinking than beer drinking.
Tub. Oh, a lot of people like it in a tub.
I heard about all those old fashions. Yeah. So we had a great time.
Happy birthday. We had something for you for your birthday. What do we have for?
How about for the birthday, delectable wines from the award-winning Wollersheim Winery.
All right. A little more wine there. That's also part of the philosophy that we share out here at Wollersheim. We're going to play another round of the What Do You Know quiz, a chance for you to get back all that tuition, a very small amount of it. That you paid over the years, you know, and you think about all the money you put into it. What do you get back, you know, really? A lot of times, you don't even get a job out of it for the most part. So let's see the hands of those of you who are interested in demonstrating what you're ready to do in terms of, okay, you got your hand up. Why go on? I could go on forever, but maybe not forever, but come on down here, dear, if you would. Let's find out if you qualify. Oh, look, your bread is sticking right out of the bag there. Farmer's market.
Yeah, great stuff.
Like you could have.
No, I don't bite it right off the loaf like that. Am I gauche? I don't think so. How are you?
Good.
And you are?
Emma Krauska.
Emma? And are you from around here, Emma?
Yes, I go to school up in Appleton, and I'm from Waukesha, Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah. Okay, and where are you going in Appleton?
Lawrence University.
Oh, you're going to Lawrence. Wonderful school. What are you taking up there?
Economics.
Excellent. Emma, one good reason you should play this quiz.
I have good luck.
All right, but one good reason you should play this quiz. Because your luck is good and you think it'll carry you through.
I think so.
All right, Emma, you would come on up here. Things are going good for her. Hope this will be no reversal for you. Things are going so well for you. Is Lawrence the place to go for economics?
I think so.
Yeah? You enjoying
it? I hope so.
Yeah? Do you have an economic philosophy so far?
Not quite yet.
No. Are you leaning towards anything?
The developmental economics, so like third world.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. Oh, that's really amazing. And your family's from Waukesha, you say? Are they mm-hmm. still back there?
Yep.
You get home to see them, or are they wondering where you are, or what the heck?
No, I come home every once in a while.
Every once in a while, okay. My daughters both go to school like a mile away. I never see them. They could be anywhere, you know. They could be over. They're year overseas for all I know. And that's good. Okay. Has economics always been your interest?
Not really.
Yeah.
I've kind of always liked math. So.
Mm-hmm. And this is a way of making math pay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's really interesting. And who is this gentleman you're with here? Couldn't help but notice you're with someone here.
That's my boyfriend, Aaron May.
Aaron? Hey, Aaron, how's it going? Does he go here?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, he goes to UW-Madison.
Yeah, what's he in?
Mechanical engineering.
Oh, that's good. That's a good boyfriend to have, mechanical engineering. That could lead to something, you know. I mean, I'm not trying to push you together, I'm not saying, but it's nice, you know. Those guys always work, mechanical engineers, so that's really cool. Emily, you know how this works? Someone out there plays along with you. So you have a partner and you collaborate, and we have various categories and so forth. But first, I have to ask the question.
Yes,
Sarah.
That's exactly correct.
Don't get ahead of me here.
So people who would like to play along,
yes,
pick up the phone.
Are you still cold? You look like you're all bundled up again.
You know, the temperature in here fluctuates.
Maybe it's you that's fluctuating.
Yeah, or maybe it's you. Sorry, that number to call is 1-800-942.
What did that even mean?
I don't know.
Okay.
I just wasn't willing to take the responsibility. Anyhow, the number's 1-800.
For how you dress? I mean, you're always wrapped up.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's me.
Maybe it's you. 1-800-942-5669.
I don't know what you meant by that.
And then you ask them a qualifying question.
I never fluctuate. I never vary.
Steadfast, Michael.
In the elevators in the United States, you know, often go right from the 12th floor to the 14th. They skip the 13th. It's stupid, especially if your room's on the 13th. What are you supposed to do? You assume it's on the 12th or the 14th? No, you're stuck with 13-13 and nowhere to go. Anyhow, what I want to know is what floor gets skipped in China? They do a similar thing by skipping a floor in China. I want to know what... You're very smart. You're too smart for this show. You might want to just... You're overqualified for this quiz. You can't play. Because you're right, but they don't know that. Steve's on the line from Columbus, Ohio. Hi, Steve.
Hello, Michael.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay. How about yourself?
Good, good, good. Did you just call earlier?
I did.
Okay. You think you'll be calling later, too, as well?
Yeah, I might call you tomorrow.
Yeah. Do you have a direct line here or something? Or do you have a red phone? What do you know?
No, I'm an avid listener, so I know pretty much how to get through.
Avid or rabid?
Well, a little both.
Okay, that's good. What are you doing today? Anything got lined up for you there?
I'm watching a little football. Ohio State's winning over Illinois.
You don't actually like Ohio State, do you, just because you live in Columbus?
Well, I'm more of a fan. I'm not a fanatic.
Good man.
Yeah.
Okay. Steve, they skip the 13th floor in the U.S. What floor do they skip in China in elevators?
I've never been there, so I'll just take a wild guess. How about the 15th?
No, that's not right at all.
Well, I'll talk to you next week.
Okay, all right. Talk to you soon, I'm sure. He calls me at home, too. I don't even know what it is. Rebecca's on the line from Springfield. Well, hi, Rebecca.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing awesome.
Awesome? Awesome is good. What does awesome mean, anyhow? It's not really in my lexicon.
Synonymous with wonderful, maybe?
Is it? I mean, is it really good? Because, I mean, it gets thrown around so much by people.
Oh, you mean what's the degree of goodness?
Yeah, when someone says something is awesome, usually I think they're, first of all, I think they're lying. I mean, young people, they say, you know.
You think I'm lying?
No, I don't. This is not about you, Rebecca. Everything's not about you, Rebecca.
Well, I've been told that more than once.
And me too. We all have, I guess. But I just say awesomeness. Awesome is like a 20-something word, isn't it? For the most part. And so I don't know. What does it mean, actually? That doesn't matter. Rebecca, we skipped the 13th floor. What floor do they skip in China?
Would it be the 7th floor?
No, it would not be.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Well, I'll try again next week.
Okay. All right, talk to you soon. Maria, I'll never stop saying Maria. She's in Winchester, Virginia. Hi, Maria.
Hi.
How are you?
Great.
Oh,
great. Good. How are you?
Are you busy right now? I'm fine. I'm good. Yeah, I'm good. I'm awesome. I'm so full of awesomeness. Maria.
Oh, great, yeah.
Yeah, Maria, I was just thinking that they skip the 13th floor in elevators here, and what floor might they skip in China? I'll give you a hint. It's between the ground floor and the 10th floor.
Okay, well, I'll say 8.
I'll give you a better hint. It's between the 0th floor, the ground floor, and the 5th floor.
Okay, I'll say 4.
4 is right, Maria!
Yes!
I'll never stop saying you. Holy cow. Okay.
Yeah, I get that a lot, though, about the Maria thing, you know.
Yeah,
like,
do you?
Yeah.
Are you tired?
How do you solve a problem like Maria?
Yeah,
all that stuff.
Yeah, could you sing any of that stuff if you have to?
No, I'm not going to sing it.
Yeah. So what are you doing right now, Maria?
Well, I'm on the side of the road. I'm actually traveling from Winchester to Fredericksburg to visit a friend.
Oh, okay. Are they expecting you real soon, or is this going to hold you up?
Well, she can wait a few more minutes.
She's waited this long, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Maria, this is Emily. She's an economics student at Lawrence University here.
Hello.
In Wisconsin.
Nice to meet you.
All right, the two of you are a team now. So you work together, talk to one another as need be. And we have various categories, don't we, or does that fluctuate as well?
We do have various categories. They are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, and odds and ends.
Okay. Maria, you pick the first one. What would you like?
I would say things you should have learned in school had I been paying attention.
Okay. Was Venus born a hellish wasteland, or did it become one due to lack of zoning? Venus, the planet, not the mythological person. Was Venus born a hellish wasteland, or did it become one due to lack of zoning, or just sort of whatever? Something. No controls. Like they didn't have sequester or something, and it all just went to pop. Or was it just born that way? It's always been kind of a hellish wasteland.
I'm going to say maybe it was not born that way. It was...
Emily, you want to weigh in on
this? Turned into a hellish wasteland?
Sure, that sounds good.
What do you
think? Turned into a hellish wasteland.
No, I'm sorry. It's always been a hellish wasteland, right from the beginning, Venus.
I'm sorry.
It's really come a long way since...
Sadly, that is zero right and one wrong.
Okay. That's all right. We'll come back from this, okay. I predict.
Yep.
What's left there?
Current events, people, places, science, or odds and ends?
Emily.
Let's do science.
Science. All right, a new quantum state world record. You've probably been following this. I get very excited when I hear quantum state because I don't know what it means, but I know I should. Anyhow, the new quantum state world record. Is it 39 seconds, 39 minutes, or here and gone? A quantum state is when quantum bits of information can be both ones and zeros simultaneously. In case you were wondering. The new quantum state world record just set at Oxford, I guess they did this for some reason. 39 seconds, 39 minutes, or just here and gone? Yeah, both of you. Both of you talk.
Well, I'm going to go with here and gone.
Okay, what are you going to go with, Maria?
Yeah, sure. Sounds good.
No, I'm sorry. It's 39 minutes. It was, you know. What are they teaching you up there in Lawrence? I ought to speak to them.
Not quantum science, I guess.
That is, sadly, zero right and two wrong.
It's always sadly with you, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Or is that just me?
The categories remaining are current events, people, places, or odds and ends.
Okay, we're going to get this, I feel. Maria, pick one of those.
Odds and ends.
Odds and ends. Here we go. Does a fly's life to him seem like a long and happy one? In other words, our lifespans of individual organisms pretty much... It seems to them like they're living the wonderful, long, fulfilling lives that we're all having if they're just a fly and live until they get swatted or I don't know how long a fly lives, a few days, a few weeks.
I would say yes.
Huh.
I'm going to go with her, too.
Yes. It's very subjective. According to Trinity College in Dublin, they've studied flies extensively. And other organisms.
That's one right and two wrong.
Sadly?
No, happily.
Okay, happily.
And the categories remaining are current
Tragically.
Events. Awesomely. Current events, people, places.
All right. Emily?
Let's do people and places.
No, the two different ones.
Oh, people.
One's people, one's places.
Okay, people.
You want people?
People.
People. Do more parents have a problem helping a kid with their homework because the child doesn't want their help, or because they don't get what a quadratic equation is?
I'm definitely going to say parents don't remember what the quadratic equation is.
Okay. Maria?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's no question about it. Okay. That's when I left homework. I was at quadratic equation, as far as I could go.
Two right, two wrong.
Okay. This is
Big
it then.
Question, yeah. Current
left.
Events or places?
Current events or places. Maria?
Places.
Places is a good choice. Although it may just seem that way, odds are you have been married the longest. Married the longest in which of the following states? California, West Virginia, or South Dakota? Married the longest, according to the median length of marriages. California, West Virginia, or South Dakota?
Well, I live near West Virginia. I don't think that would be it.
Okay.
but I would say North Dakota, but
South,
I don't know. What do you think?
South Dakota. But.
South Dakota.
South Dakota is right. Congratulations. 23.1 years. Oh, boy. They've won.
Emma, drink coffee like they do in Colorado with a pound of What Do You Novo Roast, a signature coffee blend from Denver's Novo Coffee Roastery. Maria, you'll become an instant expert on things both important and irrelevant, reading What Do You Know. Test your knowledge with the ultimate collection of amazing trivia, quizzes, stories, fun facts, and everything else you never knew you wanted to know by Michael Feldman from Bristol Park Books. And both of you can taste the enticing blend of tomatoes, peppers, and onions in a jar of medium sweet salsa from Sanchez Specialties. First you taste the sweet, then you feel the heat, and turn up the thermostat, playing What Do You Know, the party game, including the sizzling Michael Feldman bobblehead from Out of the Box Publishing, available exclusively at notmuch.com. Congratulations to you both.
Thanks, Emily. Best of luck to you in school. Sounds like you're doing great. Maria, hang out and make sure you get that stuff. Thanks for playing.
Planning your next Madison outing? Bring the whole gang to Monona Terrace for a live What Do You Know broadcast. Click over to notmuch.com for special group pricing information. Get your tickets today. Join us for another live broadcast of What Do You Know from the beautiful Monona Terrace featuring author T.C. Boyle. Tickets available at the door or online at notmuch.com.
Thank you for coming. Thank you for listening. Talk to you again next week. T.C. Boyle.
Michael Feldman's What Do You Know is produced at Wisconsin Public Radio for Public Radio International. Michael Feldman, producer international. Adam Friedrich is our producer with assistance from Chris Myshock, Lyle Anderson, Martin Babcock, and Diana Cook. Our technical director is Tom Lane with help from Aubrey Ralph and Brad Colbert.
PRI, Public Radio International.